friends, welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. What makes humans human? Our guest says that first, last, and foremost, we are social animals. We create each other according to deep biological rules that science is only beginning to understand. Our guest is Dr. Richard Lannan. He is a psychiatrist. He and two psychiatrist colleagues have written a book that is revolutionary. It's called A General Theory of Love. In it, the doctors bring together science and the arts, from poetry to medicine, to describe what most of us know intuitively. We need each other, and love glues us together. We also can change.
We can, by paying attention to it, choose people that are different, and we can actually grow by picking people who are just a little better than where we are, and have the hope that that can actually be there, that things, there is a way that you can go, and depending on how you build your social network, that's how you'll be.
Dr. Richard Lannan is an associate clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of California School of Medicine in San Francisco. He also has an active private practice there. He founded UCSF's Affective Disorders Program, which integrates psychological concepts with research in the biology of the brain. With Dr. Thomas Lewis, the lead writer, and Dr. Fari Amini, Dr. Lannan is author of A General Theory of Love. Bill Russell and I were both deeply impressed by this potentially life-altering perspective. So we made an office call on Dr. Lannan. As we expected, this doctor, whose work is listening, had much to say. Dr. Richard Lannan, we talked some time ago with a scientist who works in the field of life. It happens to be artificial life. And I said to him, tell me about science thinking about life. And he said, well, you know, for a long time, a scientist would look at a squirrel and then take all the pieces apart. And then they'd be really surprised that when you put the pieces back together, it didn't work anymore. Well, as I began thinking about your ideas about love, I thought, well, my God, what we're going to do here is we're going to take a butterfly and we're going to pick it apart. And then I began reading A General Theory of Love, and I said, oh, they got that too. They don't want to pick apart butterflies. What are we doing here? Why would we look at something as nominally ephemeral as love and try to put a general theory to it?
The reason we wrote the book was that we had a lot of years of experience working with people and can see how important emotions are and how they really determine our lives. And it's not well described anywhere. You can't really read about it, except in poetry.
Poetry. Now here is a highly qualified physician type doctor.
Yeah.
Poetry?
Poetry. Novels. You know, music. You get a sense of what life is about. When we work with patients, we see it all the time in our actual emotional exchange with patients. So we wanted to write down what we experienced in such a way that it would actually convey that. At the same time, we were very excited because we saw a lot of things happening in science that were confirming what was intuitive in our work that we had with patients.
Would it be fair to say that Americans, or maybe the Western world, just doesn't trust intuition very much?
Yes, they don't. They don't. They're against it.
Against it? Well, you can be for or against intuition?
Well, when you think about like the medical community, you know, most of the things that we intuit, the scientists will say, well, no, we have to really look at a study, or we can't really believe. You know, we have to be really hands-off and
have to prove it,
you know, before it's effective. And it's actually the opposite. A lot of the things that have to do with healing and a lot of the things that have to do with life are in the intuitive realm. We can validate it sometimes by science, but really it's the intuitive look into the world is where what the action is in life.
What the action is. What a lovely way to put that. Mm-hmm. give me just a real short course. This may be when Bill usually brings me to the reality of this. When you're talking about science, when you're talking about these realities, mm-hmm. we are now able, are we not, to go look inside the brain at things we just didn't know about before?
Right.
What is the short course, mm-hmm. short course, on the brain, the human brain?
Short course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or medium-sized course.
the thing that I think is striking that may be easy for people to grab is just that three tripartite structure.
Yes.
That is very clear and very central to the things you're talking about.
Yeah. The brain, there's like the older part of the brain, oldest part of the brain, the reptilian part of the brain, which is really like the centers, homeostatic centers, and really like...
Homeostatic, like a temperature setting?
More like blood pressure...
Regulatory stuff.
That's really, really basic in terms of just our body's function. Then built on top of that is the limbic system.
And do you mean that physically?
This is physically, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is like the sort of architecture of the brain. In the one area is different from the architecture in the other area. And then you have the limbic system, which is built on top of this reptilian system. It's the system that's evolved in mammals. So it's what separates mammals from other animals. So that's like what a lot of the books about is actually the limbic system. And it has a lot to do with emotions. You know, there are some other functions in it, but mainly it's emotion. And then there's the cerebral hemispheres, which is the more recent part of the brain, the neocortex, which people usually identify as this is what it is to be human, because it's what's really amplified in human beings, and it's why our brains are convoluted. It's really like full of neocortex, and that's where like planning, cognition, imagination in a cognitive way is located, and speech.
We're going to come back with Dr. Richard Lannan in just a moment, talking about some of the most exciting stuff there is to talk about with humans. Bill Russell and I are with Dr. Richard Lannan in San Francisco. We'll all be back in just a moment. We hope you'll be with us.